Hi, everyone. It's Morgan and Sarah here. And this is not the original episode that we had planned for you this week. In fact, we have already recorded a full-length episode for today. But as the situation in the U.S. has become more and more dire this week, we have decided to not continue with our regularly scheduled content. And we wanted to just take a moment to recognize our privilege and use our platform to address real issues that are affecting the nation right now. We want to say that we stand with Black Lives Matter, and we want to take our time this week to highlight some important things that are just helpful to the cause. We understand that by doing this, we may lose some listeners and receive bad reviews, but we are totally okay with that. Because this is not a political issue, this is a human rights issue. And we also know that some of you may be upset because we didn't choose to put out an episode when you could use a distraction this week. But that is nothing compared to the pain that our Black brothers and sisters have felt their entire lives, and we cannot afford to stay distracted. Systematic police brutality has to end, and this time we cannot slow down on the fight. Today, we wanted to discuss with you just some things that you can do to help in your community and just share with you some crime statistics to maybe make it make sense to you.
Yeah. So some things that you as an individual can do and we can do together. The first thing you can do is protest. You can use local protest calendars to find locations and times of protests in your areas. Like, for example, you can just Google Tampa protest calendar.
Yeah.
Or you can follow local activist groups on social media. And as of now, there have officially been protests in all 50 U.S. states and even in other countries for George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement.
Which is incredible.
Also, protests work.
Yeah.
As of like 3 hours before recording this, and we're recording this on Wednesday, the three other officers who were involved in the murder of George Floyd have been charged with aiding and abetting murder, and the officer who actually killed him's charge was increased from third-degree murder to second-degree murder. And honestly, none of that would have happened without the protests.
And keep in mind that it took about 8 days of protest and close to 10,000 people getting arrested just to arrest these four men. So keep on protesting. It works.
Exactly. Another thing you can do if you can't protest, don't want to protest.
Yeah. Simply unable to.
Yeah. If you're afraid you have to work, you can't get there.
Yeah.
You can donate. There are many places to donate your money if you're able to. You can donate towards the victims, and there are funds for George Floyd's memorial and his family, funds for Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Jamie Johnson, who was actually killed here in Florida by a police officer in Jacksonville 7 months ago. Never heard about it.
Yeah.
And the many, many others.
Countless names, too many to read.
Yes. You can donate to the protesters. You can donate to the bail funds for protesters who are arrested. All major cities have their own bail fund that you can find. But you can also look up the National Bail Fund Network, in which you can donate to the Emergency Rapid Response Fund. And they also have a list of bail funds per state. There are also funds where you can donate to that are raising money for supplies for the protesters, such as medical supplies and food and water. Some of them are the BLM Frontline Fund Minneapolis, or supplies for DC protesters. Again, countless more. You can donate to Black-owned businesses. Look up your local Black-owned businesses, such as restaurants, bookstores, convenience stores, and support them. Buy their products and help them clean up if their store was looted.
And here are just some podcasts that are run by people of color or just that have a focus on people of color and are in the true crime realm for all of you true crime junkies. And those are Cases of Color, Crime in Color, and Crime Noir.
And a couple other important organizations to donate to are Reclaim the Block, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, the Marshall Project, the BLM Fund, and Campaign Zero, just to name a few. If you don't have money to donate, sign a petition. There are many petitions on change.org or Move On and other sites that can be signed, such as the Raise the Degree, Justice for George Floyd, Justice for Breonna Taylor, and Movement for Black Lives. You can also text JUSTICE to 668-366 to sign Move On's petition for George Floyd. You can text FLOYD to 55156 or ENOUGH to 55156 for Justice for Breonna Taylor. And you can also call and write letters to your local representatives demanding justice for systematic racism in your community or state. And there are some other things that you can do, like staying educated.
Yeah.
And as two white women, we will never fully understand what it's like to be a person of color. And we don't know how to be the perfect allies, but we're continuing to inform ourselves on ways to do so. Teach others. Teach your children from a young age that everyone is created equally and should not be judged by the amount of melanin in their bodies. Tell your uncle that that racist joke is not funny and it never was.
Yeah, and say something to us if we get something wrong today, even.
Exactly.
Have a conversation with us.
And honestly, one of the most important things you can do is vote.
Yeah.
This is a huge voting year, so make sure you're registered to vote and do your research on what the people you're electing stand for. Voting, A, is free, mm-hmm. and B, takes 2 minutes. Like, the last time I voted in the primary election, mm-hmm. I was in and out of the parking lot within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, it's something easy and impactful that you can do.
Yeah. And there are places where, like, they will try and make voting harder, but you have to vote. You have to go do
exactly.
it. Because
and
that's the only way that we can make changes.
And if...
Well, not really. It's not the only way. There are many ways. But that's one of the main ways we can make changes.
Yeah. And if you can't get somewhere, you can register to vote by mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that there are also many websites that you can Google and check up on.
Yeah.
I got the majority of these resources from blacklivesmatters.carrd.co.
Yeah. And we will also include links down below in our description of today's episode, so you can easily click them and take them there too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to get into just some true crime statistics for you that we feel are relevant to what is going on today. So, just to give you a quick little background, police killed 3 people per day in the year of 2019, totaling about 1,100 killings. And this is a bit of an older study. It was released in 2015. But between the years of 1990 and 2014 in England and Wales, there have been a total of 55 fatal police shootings.
That is 24 years.
24 years, and they have 55.
Compared to 1,100 in 1 year.
Yeah. 99% of killings by police from 2013 to 2019 have resulted in officers not being charged with a crime. And this is often because there are steep hurdles to obtain a conviction. So most prosecutors will not even pursue it because they don't find it worth it. And qualified immunity is a doctrine that protects police from prosecution in cases that don't involve a clearly established violation of the law. In an investigation done by Reuters, over the past 3 years, police won more than half of their excessive force suits when they claimed qualified immunity. Black Americans make up 13% of the U.S. population, but they are 2.5 times as likely as white Americans to be killed by police. On top of that, they are 1.5 times as likely to be unarmed before their death. And in 2019, 24% of the U.S. police killings were of Black Americans. Just so that makes sense for you, like we said, just 13% of the U.S. population is Black. So that is an incredibly disproportionate amount of killings compared to white people. And that's why we're here today, basically.
Exactly. And we wanted to end on a quote.
Yes.
And surprisingly, there are so many quotes, even just from Martin Luther King Jr., that are so relevant, it seems like they are written today.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. But we have to keep going until we can make it so these quotes aren't relevant anymore.
It is. And a quote that really stuck out to us was, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere."
Please, if you are going to any protest, stay safe. I will also post things that you should do while going to a protest to make sure you and your friends stay safe. And just listen to your fellow Americans and
do what you can.
Yeah. And with that, please stay safe.
We love you guys.
Bye.